Alyssa, are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists.
We're
not experts in anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit. So,
and we love giving you guys advice, but as we
love
said,
giving you guys advice.
Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help. Hey guys!
Welcome back
to another episode. We have Pippa Campbell coming on, Pippa Campbell Health. Pip Squeak is what I like to call her, just because she's
squeaky. Do you call her Pip Squeak to her face?
No.
You're just, like, have you speaking to Pip Squeak at the minute?
Yeah, I don't know why I call her that.
She's so wholesome.
She's just
so
such
sweet.
A babe, and she's so great at what she does, and she's really changed my life.
She is the health queen.
Sophie and I are fascinated by health, hormones, everything. I just want to be my healthiest self. I want to be my hormones all balanced. I want to be able to go out and eat on the weekends and not worry about what I'm eating because I've eaten so great and healthily at home. Do you know what I mean? That's where I like to live.
Tickety-boo. As much as I can by what I'm putting in.
Like putting into our body.
Clockwork of my
body
to be going.
Yeah.
But guys, we know you come here for your weekly dilemma, so we're not going to let you miss out.
Mm-hmm.
Here they are.
Hey Sophie and Melissa, I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years and he always made me feel so loved and adored. But recently he started a new job and things have changed. I feel like we get this dilemma in often. I've moved to Newcastle for uni and my boyfriend has stayed at home. He initially struggled with the move, but we adapted to the change. A few weeks ago, things took a turn. He had to attend a work conference where he stayed overnight with some of his new colleagues. He kept me updated on the first night, but on night two he stopped replying and saw in the early hours that he was at a bar. I'm guessing she like saw on Instagram or something like that.
Or Find My Friends.
Oh yeah. He finally responded to me at 3 a.m. and said he'd gone out with a guy and a girlfriend from work, but the boy left earlier, so it was just him with his new female friend. At least he was honest about it.
Mm-mm.
I tried not to react as I understand that work is work and that he needs to socialise. However, he went out every night with the same girl for the remainder of the conference. He started to become defensive whenever I asked.
No.
When he stayed at mine, I went on his phone and didn't find anything, so I felt a weight lifted off my shoulders.
I love the honesty.
I know. Until the next day when I saw a message from her, which was in response to something that he had sent to her. He'd been deleting all contact and unfollowing her so he didn't look guilty.
Oh!
So she obviously replied to a message that he then deleted, so that like she was talking to herself. He said that he should be the insecure one as I've gone to uni, but I found out that he'd mentioned to her about breaking up with me due to the issue I have with their friendship. He's lacking remorse, hardly said sorry, and I'm now asking if I'm going crazy being with a master manipulator. Yes, you are the master manipulator.
Sorry, walk out that door immediately.
This is just what happens like when they're
you're at that stage where you're just going in different stages. You're at uni
lives.
And he's working. It's not gonna
you're growing
work.
Apart.
You need to live your uni life. He's obviously like got into this work girl. There's no two ways about it.
Yeah,
you have to say goodbye because you're gonna waste precious moments of university life, and it's so much fun.
Totally. God, that's really sad.
It's really sad, but when you come out of uni, you might get
that
together.
That is just life. That is just life. You grow apart sometimes, as you say. And you don't want to miss out on uni life. Like, waiting out for a boyfriend that's like, no.
You can always get back together.
But yeah.
I think you're so young, it's not like you're moving it. You know what I mean? Like, I think you're in a stage where you could really have some fun.
Also, I feel like you're just, if you stay in this relationship, you're just going to keep pushing him away and you're just going to, it's then going to get to a worse point.
Yeah, trust me, he's not going to be into it if you're...
He's already saying
you
like,
are
that
in
he
the
thinks
right.
about breaking up with you. Like, fuck that. Sorry.
To another girl.
Excuse me. You should be really grateful to be with me.
Yeah. No. That's
like,
big.
Absolutely not. You can't go bitching to your new work colleague about me.
No, it's all fishy. It's all
and you know what? She probably doesn't even like him like that, but it's just annoying.
She probably is just
and
like,
then, oh,
this
God,
boy's
she's psycho. Like, we're just friends.
Sorry, we need to rewind. You're at Newcastle. You need to be single. It's the funnest uni ever. I didn't meet any Geordie boys because we all just hung out.
I was going to say, yeah, everyone that goes to uni doesn't necessarily come from
yeah,
the area,
everyone's
do they?
Very from like
all
down
over
south.
The
place. But oh God, if you're in Castle Leezers, you're going to have the best time. But all the halls
What's
are
Castle
so fun. It was my halls.
Oh.
Like Havelock, what were they called? I wasn't even in Havelock. I was in like Euston Percy, all these different halls. And you're like, what hall are you in?
Oh,
and
my then God.
You, I wasn't really friends with anyone in my hall. It was so fun, honestly.
Oh, best time God. Ever.
And then you go to all the nights. You really need to get stuck in. It's not a place that you can have a boyfriend.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
It really isn't. And it's just such a fun uni life.
Let's pluck from our right. own experience. I'll pluck from,
right, so I go out with this guy. I actually went to Newcastle because he went to Newcastle. I was like, follow. Get there. Within a week, break up with him. I was like, wow, so many more fish in the sea. And so you just got to live your life and have the best 3 years of my life.
Perfect. Well, there you go. That's a piece of advice from someone that really had the best
like,
time.
Like, open your eyes. And then I had other friends who didn't break up with their boyfriends, and they like met the no friends. They like didn't go out. Mm-hmm. They were like, they hated uni life. Like, I lived it.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have if I was going out with a guy who was in third year and I was in first year. Like,
no, absolutely not.
Slash if he was living away. No. Mm-mm. You got to break up with him. Honestly, uni's so fun. Live it. You only do it once.
I wish I could go.
I didn't go to a lecture for my entire first year.
I completely, like, the moment I left school, I was like, fuck, I am not doing education again. I could not think of anything worse. And I didn't have a uni experience, but I had very much so like a partying, clubbing experience in London. But it's so not fun. The same thing. It's not like running into halls. It's like boarding school on steroids and more fun and like adult, isn't it?
Uni. Yeah, uni is like you wear pajamas, you see boys every second of the day, like who you fancy. Like you're just, it's kind of like that's Love like Island. School. It's like Love Island. Yeah. It's like school, but you're just like not at school.
Yeah, you're older. You have
not,
freedom.
And you're not really doing education. Like I, until third year, did not do one thing. I like skate.
What did you get at uni?
2-1, one mark off a really first, good. Bitches. I know.
That wouldn't have happened to me.
Well, in third year, I like cranked down. I was like, and second year, I like scooted through. First year, I passed by one mark. So that I literally could have failed within a second. Oh, and you had to go to one lecture and sign in, and then all the rest you did online. So I just only ever would go to one lecture a week.
Gorgeous.
And then second year, the bare minimum. Like and then second year, I started like, oh, I really need to. And then third year, I was like real stressed. I went on one night out. Maybe that's a lie, but I was really, I've got really photographic memory.
I guess you've kind of done it now. By the time you're in third year, you're like, oh God, how many more nights out?
No,
the same
it's
nightclub?
Almost funner because you go to like different, you do more house parties in third year. Right. First year, it's like club.
Oh, and you can also just drink to the nines and you never get hungover.
And hangovers were so fun. Like my funnest times were the hangovers. Yeah. Where you'd be like looking so rough.
Oh God.
But you never really look rough because you were just so young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a part of me that like has this whole like, I really wish I could redo my whole life. Like, I do have that.
No.
Oh my God, I do. I have this like, there's like three different like types of me that I would like love
to
live.
Oh yeah, yeah. Me too. I wish I had a talent.
Yeah, or like, I wish I would just like live this mentally wild life. And I was like a crazy horse dancer when I lived in Paris. And I was like, just slept around with like loads of gorgeous men, old
right.
men.
Right, I have that a bit with like,
and
I wish
smoker,
I was a traveller.
And like, yeah, I would just go, I was a free spirit. And like, I'm never going to have kids. And like, I live in a really shitty small apartment with some other girls. And we just party the whole time and don't care. Like, I have this like part of my life, which is so like, this brain side of my brain which has this craving for this like odd part of like I don't know what it is.
You need to go traveling. I think
I've missed the boat for that, love.
Right, dilemma two. Hey girls, my best friend's gone on Hinge and I don't know what to do. I'm super lucky that I have had a strong friendship group with the girls I've known since primary school. We've grown up together and we've all similar morals, so I'm not used to having crazy friends. That was until 3 years ago when I met this girl at work, let's call her Rebecca, and we hit it off instantly and we've been best friends ever since. I've also known Rebecca with a boyfriend, but she's recently just come out of a long-term relationship and she's been doing some very questionable things which are making me question her morals.
A lot of people
we've
do
been
this.
Through this.
A lot of people do this.
Right. She's a liar and I'm constantly catching her out on white lies that don't feel big enough to bring up. I'm quite an honest friend, so when she tells me things she's done that I disagree with, I tell her.
That's the mistake you're making. That's yeah. why she's lying to you.
I've told her, but all she does is cry and say I don't get it because I'm a good girl.
That's also fucking patronising. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Sorry, aggressive. I really have no need for that this time in the morning.
Sure. I now genuinely feel like I'm past the point of wanting to make an effort with Rebecca, but how can I say I'm done with the friendship when she's never done anything directly wrong to hurt me? It's made me tear up writing this message as I don't want to lose her, but it's time. But is it time to let her go? No, just take a step back. She'll come back to you.
Just take a step back. She's having a wild moment.
Every
she doesn't
girl
know who the hell she
does
is.
It.
The lying is just unnecessary, though. What is up with this lying? Like, don't fucking lie.
But we know why that is. It's when you're judgy to a girl, and we've done this to our friends, and then they've lied to us. And it's because we've been quite open, like, don't do that, don't do that.
Yeah, but don't lie. Just hide the truth. But don't lie.
Oh, yeah, but if we're like...
You don't have to tell me everything, but don't lie about stuff.
But then not telling somebody something is lying. If you're like, did you get with them? They're like, oh, no. Yeah. You're like, liar.
Yeah, that's quite weird. That's not a friendship. I think if you're lying like that all the time, that's We've not that. Great. I have never lied. I've always been very open about my slutty behaviour. And I've said it all on the podcast. I've actually been very honest about it, haven't I?
Yeah, you've been so honest. But I was literally rooting for you. I was so in your corner. You deserve that
I've
time.
Never really had like people be... I think unless you are being really harsh on someone, and you shouldn't be harsh on someone for being single and being rogue. I think that's just like a part of...
I think you've just got to hold back the judgment. Like, it's like, if you're looking...
Totally.
If she's, like, cheating on people and doing things like that, then you're being, like, I would say something. But sometimes I'd be like, well, I wouldn't do that. But that's actually just being judgy. Like, also, if they're just, like, shagging, like, three boys a night, like, so be it. You know what I mean? Let them go for it.
Definitely.
Sometimes, as friends, you can become judgy. Like, you just can.
I know it's easy. It's like with, like, what you would say to your sibling. Like, you sometimes then lean into saying the same thing to your best friend, but you forget, like, with your siblings... there's that element of like foolproofness, like you're never going to offend them and they're never going to be offended because they're like, oh, shut up, you know what I mean? Whereas with a friend, you're like, oh, I'm not gonna tell her anything anymore because she's so judgy.
Yeah, I do think it's like friends, you also a bit like, if my friend was doing that, it's sort of the feeling I'd be like, it's like, oh my god, I'm losing her, because that's not what we do, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you feel like they've changed,
you're like, hang on a sec, this isn't my best friend, but she will come back.
She'll
I
come
really
back. Also,
feel
the poor
like
girl
us.
How long was she in a relationship for? 3 years. You know what? I can imagine you're quite young. She's got to really live her life.
Yeah.
And if she doesn't do it now,
she's going to do it.
She's going to do it later, which might be worse. So you've got to let it get her out of her system. She's got some time to make up for. She's making up for some lost time.
I think just let her, like, try and stop worrying about her so much. Like,
yeah, I don't know why you care so much. Like, you just gotta, like, unless it's like directly affecting you and like they're like, do you know what I mean, they're like,
yeah,
not like, turning up to dinners and they're like becoming a bit of a shit friend, then you can be like, look, like, I'm a bit worried because you're not being a good friend to me, you're like fucking me over a bit. That's different. Then you have the right to say something. But if they're just living their best life, you've just got to be there for it, I think.
Yeah, like, you and I kind of revel in it. We're like, what juicy things. I loved it when Melissa did her weird stage.
And also, I didn't actually have that much of it. I literally just went on like a few dates. But I was always just like so excited to like tell people about it. I couldn't think of anything worse than keeping that in.
Yeah, I was like, you would tech call me in the loo.
Oh, so good. There was a time when Sophie did put her foot down with me.
Where?
Because I had...
Oh, I know her.
You know what I'm going to say. I'm going to be very honest. So I had never had a one-night stand in my entire life. Mm. I've always been in relationships and I had my one-night stand. And I was then going to go on a date with this boy that I had met on this night out. And then a date the same day with somebody else.
And I was like, no.
And Sophie was like, absolutely, do not fucking do that. And Toby was the other boy. So thank God I cancelled it. Because I don't think I'd have a boyfriend.
Oh my God. Was it like a lunchtime date? And then
yes. And then a dinner date. And I cancelled the lunchtime date.
I was like, no, bad
Sophie
advice,
was
bad
like, absolutely, do not the do that. She was like, I have to just draw the line there.
Because like the word could have got around and you'd have just looked like, what are you doing? Imagine they like knew each other. I was like, it's just not a good look. It's not a good look.
Anyway, it's all happening.
Anyway, I did crazy things, didn't I? I just dated questionable people.
You've been very much so a relationship gal as well. We've been the same.
I've never had a weird single time ever in my life.
So when you were at uni, you broke up with first boyfriend the first
got
week.
With the second one a week later.
And then she was slipped into another relationship. It's just
I know.
Happens, isn't it?
I never call myself a relationship gal, but I've literally never dated a boy.
I've been the same.
I've never dated anyone.
I have.
Yeah, you've like you dip your toe in.
I'm really happy I got that on my system.
Yeah, I sometimes say, oh, that was a shame, but
you got to live it through me twice.
That is true. And uni was fun because I wasn't living like a relationship life. Like I was still party, and so I'm young. Sure I was flirting with you all the whole time.
Oh, absolutely. I have no doubt that she would have done it all for all of us.
Right, read down lemon three.
Hey ladies, I was with my boyfriend for almost 4 years and I honestly saw us spending the rest of our lives together. I mean, this makes me anxious. Same. When I read lines like that.
Same.
But then I also would love to have context of how old you are, because then that would make me feel maybe, I don't know. Obviously things change, and 6 months ago I made a decision to break up with him. Okay. I'm not at a point where I feel ready to start dating again, but I'm not interested in dating apps. And from what I hear on podcasts, nice guys are few and far between. I keep wondering, I hope that's not from our podcast. There's so many lovely boys out there.
I know, we just get the shitbags writing in. Well, the girls who've dated shitbags.
You never really hear about people's talking about their happiness, do you? Like, I'll only call Sophie if Toby's pissed me off or we've had an argument or blah blah blah. Same. I won't call Sophie to be like, Toby did the nicest thing last night. Like, you just don't do that. So naturally I feel like you hear more bad stuff than you do good stuff. I keep wondering if I should text my ex to try things again. He was always so loyal and loving, but deep down I know we were at different stages, and that long distance would be tough. My closest friends are in relationships and I spend a lot of time with them and their partners. Although I'm happy with my own company, I do wish I had someone to spend time with and tell them about my day. You found such lovely boys, so that gives me hope, but how can I make the most of my single life? Oh my god, being single is the best, as we've literally just been banging on about this whole episode.
You just gotta go have the best time.
You can't go back to the ex because you're thinking like,
yeah, you're just,
I want to talk to him about my day.
Yeah, you're just comfort. Yeah, like, no. Just talk to your best friend.
Talk to your best friend.
Block his number. You're all good.
It will come to you. You need to just
dip also, a toe in. Just keep dipping your toe in.
Do some window shopping on the dating apps. I really don't. My sister met her husband on Bumble. Your best friend met her husband to be on Hinge or Bumble.
Oh yeah, they did.
It's so many people meet through dating apps and it works. Oh my god,
they did. Yeah. It's so gorgeous actually.
So many people meet like that. And I also think they do it. When I was on Hinge, I got loads of people I went to like school with. I think they link you up with like mutual friends.
Genius.
The algorithm works in a way. So you'll probably know someone who knows some, like, do you know what I mean? They won't be a complete stranger, but it's a good way to just get on some dates. It doesn't have to lead anywhere, but at least you're sort of out there like, you know what, on Thursday night I'm gonna go out for a drink with this guy I'm on Hinge. Just quite nice, just a bit of,
yeah. But you also need to like maybe go to like bars and clubs with your
put
girls.
Yourself out there. Totally.
Like, even go with couples.
Yeah, go with all the, like, couple friends, because then they'll attract maybe more guys and they'll bring their guy friends. Everyone needs to sort of clan together to like bring some people for you
they
to
need
meet.
To hustle.
Yeah,
they need to bring every single eligible bachelor. And you need to feel your best, look your best, be your best.
Yeah.
And you get it.
Also, if this is like, you're at the best point that you've broken up with him, you sounded ready for it, and you were like, you've said you love your own company. That's amazing.
That's amazing.
That's like the only place you want to be.
Seriously, got a flashback when we went out on that night out and Jamie bought that boy who you got with. And I visually just saw.
Yeah, that's like one of those nights that I'm explaining. Yeah. No, Sophie and Jamie, well, for Jamie, was fab. He bought two of his single friends for me and Ruby to go with.
Yeah, it was great.
And it worked out well. Right, I'm going to do your dating app for you.
I've always been in a relationship. What the fuck's wrong
Sophie
with
Sophie Haboo, I'm a pop star. I like salty things.
You know, pop stars just singer. A little bit of
a little cheeky thingy in there. I like salty things.
Oh, right. Okay, good chat.
You probably have something about Desperate Housewives on your profile as well, because, you
know. I'm sorry, but I'm icked out by my profile already.
Do mine now.
I'm Melissa and I go crazy for clean and organic products.
That's true.
I'm weirdly attracted to all I can think of is clean and organic products.
I know, it's just my life and soul, isn't it really?
Biggest risk I've ever taken. Going on Made in Chelsea, that was a risk. You could really
fuck up my career at the age of 20, really.
Yeah, but you could have been hated. Oh, non-negotiable, a clean, lovely mouth and hygiene.
Oh yeah, hygiene. But that's definitely for you as well. 100%. Not smelly breath.
Nothing.
Good oral hygiene is a non-negotiable.
And just clean boy. Like, no dirt under the nails, you're done if you've got that.
Oh, the nails. Maybe we should do an app just dedicated to dating apps.
Yeah, maybe we should get like a dating
We
app.
Should help you girls out with the prompts as well.
We should get one of our pals who's like married, like Chrissy
from
or someone.
From it, yes.
And be like, how did you like, how was your chat good?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that'd be such a good idea.
And then to help, those prompts are really difficult. And I do think they make a big difference, because it actually like would give some, it gives like the boy or the person reading it an opportunity to then write you a message. And if it's good and funny, it just kicks like the chat off on a good foot.
Yeah, same. We also maybe should get like one of the boys on and read out
girls chat. Ones, like what their version and be of like, a good one is.
See if Toby and Jamie are like, ick, yep, yeah, ick, yeah.
Yeah. Sophie and I both try and live as healthy as we possibly can. But I do also believe life is too short. I do drink alcohol on the weekends. Sophie and I both love a regular Coke or a Diet Coke on the weekends, like when we go out for brunch or whatever.
Yeah, and like I'll go out and eat whatever hell I want at a restaurant. Exactly. I'm not gonna be like, oh no, rapes eat.
I think it's just being mindful at home and like in the areas where you feel like it's most important to you. Where you makes can. A difference. Where you can. Like I still get gel nails.
Every little
I still get
helps.
My hair dyed. I use makeup that's not all clean. Where it's clean and I like the makeup, I'll use it, but there is some toxic, I guess, ingredients in some of the makeup that I use, but it's so great. It's just finding the balance that you feel comfortable with. We are so excited. This is probably my most excited I've ever been for a guest.
Same.
To be on this podcast.
I have so many questions. Okay, we've got the one, the only. We've got Pippa Campbell. Do you want to give a little...
It deserves a round of applause. Also, you've been mentioned on this podcast so many times.
So,
oh my god, yeah. Okay, so for the people that might not know what Pippa does exactly, I mean, you've helped Sophie and I both. We've both done full
if
things.
If you don't know, get to know. Guys. You're right, you're about to get to know now.
Can you just give us like a brief run through of like what you're going to do for like if I came into the clinic, online clinic? Or
so I specialise in female hormones. I have a practice with 5 practitioners that work for me as well. all working in the Pippa Campbell method. So this is a method that I've devised over 15 years of working with clients, and mainly all women from teens through to post-menopause, and it's female health. So we're looking at weight, we're looking at hormones, looking at gut health. Those are the 3 really, you know, specific things that we target. So it might be why somebody's constipated or bloated. It could be why somebody's getting painful periods, anything to do with female health.
Mm-hmm. I first went to you when I, well, my whole life, mental, I would fall asleep at my school desk every single day. And I just thought it was normal to always be so tired, to the point when my mum had a phone call from the school being like, I think she's got anemia, you need to get her to get a blood test. Had that, no, she's fine. Anyway, then when I spoke to you, it turns out I did all these blood tests. I had something called candida overgrowth, which was making me exhausted.
Yeah.
And I had I had heavy metal poisoning as well.
Yeah, you had an overgrowth of yeast, that's candida. So we have that in our gut anyway, but it can be overgrown. Mm-hmm. Now that can be due to excess sugar in the diet. It can be just because poor gut health. I mean, diet plays a huge role. And it can make you really foggy headed and tired. The most common symptoms are thrush. And also,
never
can you get
really.
Rectal itching as well? And it's linked with UTIs as well, candida.
That's
so
what I had. That is what I had. Mm-hmm. I never had thrush, but I had chronic UTIs.
You just kept getting them.
Yeah,
okay,
I
haven't had one in years. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
And then women will go on, girls will go on antibiotics.
Oh,
and then
that's
the next
what I
lot
did.
Of antibiotics. And that in itself destroys your good gut bacteria and causes problems. So is this vicious circle and then constantly going on antibiotics? And yet it could simply be that we just need to get rid of that overgrowth of yeast.
Yeah,
which we did with you, because then we retested
and it was gone. Tested it in the old stool sample.
We've got questions. Right. I've got so many questions that I want to ask, but I've got questions as well that we think the listeners will be really interested in. Maybe we should start with body and eating.
Okay, yeah, the basics, food.
Yeah, so how can you tell if your body is inflamed?
Well, it can come out as many things. So you think inflamed, and everyone always thinks as red and heat. I mean, it's a natural body process to produce inflammation. Like if you cut yourself and it gets a bit red, for example, that's part of the healing process. Right. But if your body is overly inflamed and chronically inflamed, then actually it can come out in so many different ways. It could be poor gut health. It could be acne. It could be eczema. It could be painful periods. So it is a very loose term.
Yeah.
And it's really important for us to find out the root cause, because it can be anywhere. And often gut health is the root cause of where the inflammation is coming from. And I think that's mainly to do with diet. So modern diet, I think that's a huge factor. I mean, processed foods, too many sort of sugars as well.
Or those oils. Oat milk.
Seed oils.
Should we talk a little bit about oat milk? I know it's a bit of a buzzword at the moment.
Yes. oat milk. So Oatly, it has refined seed oil in it. So these seed oils can, they're inflammatory, and they can stay in your fat tissue for 18 months to 4 years. It is easier to get rid of excess sugar, actually, than it is to get rid of these seed oils. And they live. And then,
I gave them up in September.
Well done.
Got for another 4 years.
And because toxins like that live in fat cells, that's where we store our toxins, in fat cells. So then you can imagine somebody going on suddenly an extreme weight loss program. And then it releases the toxins too quickly into the bloodstream. And this person then is suddenly feeling awful, their detox symptoms, headaches, inflammation, eczema's flared, acne's gone crazy, periods all over the place. So actually, so if you do lose weight, just do it steadily. Don't go on any crazy fad diet.
No. Stress is such a big one. I watched this thing and she was like, her husband, I think, got quite ill. And she was like, he was so healthy, ate all organic, everything in his life was clean. But his job was so stressful. So that was causing so much inflammation in him. And it was like trying to balance the stress out was hard because his job was so stressful. So, I mean, how does one like tackle that?
I know, because no one wants to. Everyone wants a quick fix. Yeah. My top four selling supplements are all stress and anxiety ones.
How funny.
Your mood and sleep and your ashwagandha, the best things in
the good. I would say every girl that comes to us in their 20s, nearly all of them are saying anxiety is one of the symptoms.
Mm. Yeah. And should we talk about that? Because I feel like that's linked to hormones. And
absolutely.
All of our listeners, me included, we just don't know enough about hormones. And we were saying before we started rolling, like both Melissa and I were put on Yasmin pill. I was put on it when I was 14 because my periods were so heavy. You know, I wasn't having sex at 14. I went in, I said, my periods are so heavy. I had cramps, whatever. At school, it was just embarrassing. And they were just like, here you go, Yasmin. And off I went. I didn't come off it until I was 26. So that's...
Yeah, it's a long time.
Exactly 12 years. The same as me.
12 years I was
14,
on it.
14 I was put on it and 26 I came off
and it. And the pill puts you into a menopause state.
Isn't that horrible? So I thought it was a pregnancy state.
No. Menopause. So when you're on the pill, did you have a bleed?
Yes.
Yeah, but it was like nothing. And then I would also spot all the time.
And what did you call your bleed?
My period.
But I know it's not a fake period, isn't it?
It's not a period, it's a withdrawal bleed. So girls who are on the pill think that they are getting their period every month, and it's not a period. Because actually your hormones are really suppressed and they are in a menopausal state. Wow. Yes. Like menopause. Do you want to be aged 18, 20, 24? Do you want to be in a menopausal state?
No. What the hell?
Yeah, so it's a withdrawal bleed. It's not a proper period. And it can take, when you come off, it can take literally up to a year, two years, even longer to get your periods back.
And which sometimes, is really scary.
Yeah, and you have to look at, why did you get the symptoms in the first place? So the pill is just a form of suppression.
Yeah, it covers
it's
it all.
It's really
up.
Just sticky tape over the problem. And the same thing happened to me. I was getting my periods every 2 weeks. And I was also put on the pill as well, microgynon. I think Yasmin and microgynon are still going around.
Oh, yeah,
I can't believe
they're
still going
around.
They're
both standard ones.
Microgynon made me batshit crazy. Oh, I was off the rails crazy.
Really?
Crying, screaming, because the hormones.
Absolutely. So when I came off the pill, I then developed chronic PMS. It was so bad, I just about managed to do my finals at university.
Jesus.
And then I'd manage to do work for 2 weeks every cycle. So this is once I came off the pill. I just felt absolutely awful. So I think it probably made my symptoms worse. But then we have to look at, why did you have heavy periods? Why was I getting periods every 2 weeks? And we see this a lot in clinic, and it's something called estrogen dominance, when you either have too much estrogen or you don't clear it through the liver and gut. And I think huge impact on this is our diet, but also we're exposed to a lot of what I call fake estrogens. They're called xenoestrogens or endocrine disruptors. So they will disrupt our hormones, but xenoestrogens, particularly estrogen. And a big, big chemical that does this is BPA in plastics.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, tell me more.
Particularly when it's heated. Now, something that girls don't think about, they'll say, and we see it in clinic, I've done testing. I did it on my own daughter. So when she went to university, we'd tested before, she didn't have BPA in, it didn't have any reaction to BPA. Then when she started at university, she was getting a lot of takeout coffee.
Oh, it's the inside of the cup.
The plastic
cup. And they
cup.
Say, oh, it can't melt it because it's not hot enough. It bloody does,
rubbish.
Doesn't it?
So we are seeing girls reacting to BPA. So we do testing. Now, we don't always have to test to do that. But it is another form of estrogen that then our estrogen receptors, so we have them all over the body, these receptors. So it'll come in, our body thinks it's estrogen.
Oh.
And it comes in just the way as estrogen does. So then either not enough of our estrogen can then do its work, but also then we then have just too much circulating estrogen. Our body thinks it's estrogen, and that can cause symptoms such as heavy periods, painful periods, acne, bloating,
my God, that's
PMS. So, and we can actually see sometimes in blood tests this high estrogen compared to our other hormone progesterone and see how well it's clearing in something. We use something called the Dutch test, but we can just go on symptoms as well. And I think it's amazing if girls particularly, if they have symptoms in the latter part of their cycle. So it's good to get the Flow app or whichever app you use.
Yeah.
Track your cycle. And if the symptoms are coming particularly in the run-up to your period, it's likely that it's estrogen dominance.
Mine are always in the run-up.
Me too. Yeah.
Like always. And then when I get it, it's all okay. I'm like starving. Yeah. I'm tired. I'm foggy. And then I have it and it's like it's all cleared out.
It's the biggest hormone imbalance that we see in clinic is estrogen dominance.
We're not going to have any more takeaway coffee cups.
When it comes back to plastics, it's when things get warm.
Right.
And obviously try and avoid all plastics. But you know, when you're travelling, certain times you can't. Just make sure it doesn't get warm. Don't leave it in your car and then drink it. Don't put your wash bag on the radiator. How many girls might be making up and they're leaving their wash bag on the radiator? Next thing, their foundation bottle's got really warm and the toxins are leaching into the foundation and they're slapping it all over their face.
But like with sun cream, the bottle gets hot and then you slap
that. Oh yeah,
sun
what the hell are we
going to
do about sun cream then?
Well, leave it in the shade. Make sure that does not stay.
Hot. It's really tricky. Like there
That's
are so
hard.
Many. We just need to cut out plastic. Like, come on. Yeah. Well, what are some easy tips of like phasing plastics out? And then also, what are some great foods or like products that you would recommend?
Give
that
to
are?
Someone yeah. that's a complete rookie.
Let's start with food, because actually that is the biggest thing, because you are putting that inside your body every day.
Yeah.
So I suggest eating lots of broccoli. So all cruciferous vegetables contain compounds that can help us detoxify our estrogen.
Okay.
So those will be things like rocket, watercress, broccoli, kale, cabbage. Cauliflower, I think, is the only non-green one. But if you can really up those vegetables in your diet, they have really, really powerful compounds that can help us detox our estrogen. Even more of an exciting food is broccoli sprouts. So if you can get hold
of them on everything.
We put them on everything.
Brilliant.
Sophie,
I
love
there you
them.
Go.
They make my boyfriend go rip.
Oh.
I think everything he eats when he's in me is very much so lots and lots of vegetables.
It's probably just suddenly a shock to his system, the fiber. And in season at the
like
moment
crazy.
Are Jerusalem artichokes. And they're not called fartichokes for nothing.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
You
have artichokes in your fruit bowl non-stop.
Yeah, and they are so good for you because they contain something called prebiotic fiber that feed are good gut bugs.
Okay.
So actually great to get them into your diet.
Oh, I'm going
to
buy some
But
right
they
now.
Can make you fart, and then some people are just more prone to reacting
yeah,
to those fibres. I mean, I put those in one meal with cauliflower. My husband, literally, he said, do not do that again. He said I had a really bad night's sleep.
Do not do that again. That's
so don't
funny.
Put fartichokes with, you know, white beans, for example,
oh,
lentils,
God, yeah.
Or
lentils.
So go
Game over.
Just go slow with it. But I think those are really important. So if somebody can get in 2 tablespoons, all girls listening, try and get 2 tablespoons of broccoli sprouts in every day.
Mm-hmm.
They contain sulforaphane, really powerful antioxidant, great for estrogen detox. Up that broccoli generally, and cauliflower and kale and rocket and watercress, those green leafy veg.
How can we stop our periods from being so heavy?
Seed cycling. I am a huge fan of seed cycling. Flax seeds and pumpkin seeds first half of your cycle, and then sesame seeds and sunflower seeds, so a tablespoon of each ground in the second half of your cycle. What this can do, it's really powerful actually. It can help regulate cycles, help with heavy periods, help detox that estrogen, particularly the ground flax seeds can do that. And you just keep doing it like that.
What a wonderful tip for girls to have that. Like, why is no one talking about this?
I don't know, I am.
I mean,
what's another strategy?
So I also see girls who are now trying to cut out all carbohydrates and going keto, going very, very low carbohydrate, this can really affect the second half of your cycle. We need some carbohydrate to make progesterone, and this is the hormone that is dominant in the second half of our cycle. So if you get pregnant, helps maintain that, helps prevent the PMS, because we don't want low progesterone, because then you'll start feeling really anxious if your progesterone is low, you can't sleep, you're then really bloated because it's antidiuretic, you feel really stressed. So it's nice and calming. It's that nice second half of your cycle where you're supposed to be doing a bit more yoga and less cardio and calming down.
Okay.
And if you don't eat any carbohydrates, then it's quite hard to make that progesterone. So then you'll feel even more anxious
when
and stressed.
When you say second half of your cycle, that's the week or the time before your period. So
2 weeks
third.
Before your period.
Right.
How many weeks is there in your cycle?
Well, say it's a 28-day cycle. Now, it's actually a myth that everyone has a 28-day
cycle.
It's
21 to 35.
I used to be 26 days.
Fine.
So it's whatever's normal for you. Mm-hmm. But I do think it's good to track your period, because on those flow apps, it says you might be ovulating now. Some girls use the temperature method, where it then drops just before your period and then the temperature and then raises after. But the flow apps are really good for tracking your periods. And then you know, as soon as you've ovulated or around the time you should be ovulating, then that's your second part of the cycle. It's your luteal phase. And that's when you move your seeds, you change them.
Okay.
So from about day 14, if it's a 28-day cycle, from about day 14, you switch onto the sesame second and half. Sunflower seeds.
Okay.
Fascinating.
Okay, so we're going to do some just quick fire questions, because so many of our listeners and so many people that are here now have so many questions. So we're just going to go through them.
How does caffeine affect our hormones?
Caffeine affect people in different ways, but I would say for many people, one cup of coffee might be absolutely fine. And you know, if you're very sensitive to caffeine as well, because you might get a bit heart racy. So again, just listen to your body. Okay. I wouldn't say it's an absolute no-no at all, but don't see it as the ultimate health hack.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Drink it because you like it, not because it's going to give you energy.
Right. But if you aren't drinking it because you like it and you're doing it for energy, what could you do to get energy elsewhere?
I would look at eating more protein. That can be very good for energy. So make sure you have sufficient protein at each meal. That could be a salmon fillet, could be a piece of chicken, for example. Just make sure, it could be protein powder in a protein shake, but getting enough protein can make such
beans.
Tofu, absolutely, as long as it's organic. That can make a huge difference to energy levels.
Okay. How can you safely lose weight? Fad diets to avoid? This is probably quite a big one for people that just really want to lose weight safely, but they don't know where to start.
Don't fall for the fad diet. It's about eating the whole food. So thinking, going back to what your grandmother ate, I think the big one is snacking. People are snacking all the time. Their fingers are just sneaking into, even if it seems quite healthy, like the, you know, almonds and things, it's like in their drawer, office drawer, they're just like, it's all the time. So I think the simple thing you could do, so I have, for my Pippa Campbell method, I had 5 foundations. And even if you just do these, and it's in my book, so Eat Right, Lose Weight. It's in my last book.
Excellent.
So the first thing would be eating enough protein, which I've mentioned. Then another one is not snacking. So if you're trying to lose weight, then I would say avoid snacking. So don't eat anything between meals. So leave 4 to 5 hours between meals. That's a really important one as well, because otherwise you're sort of spiking your insulin sort of every time. Then chewing your food. And this one, people say, oh my goodness, I can't do this. Chew your food, each mouthful, 30 times or until mush. You girls try and do it today.
It's freaking
hard.
It is hard.
So
you
hard.
Just want to swallow before you know it. That, like,
3 chews and I'm down.
I mean, soup, fine, okay. But if you're chewing some, you know, if you're chewing...
Bread
or fish or meat. And most people probably find that chunks are just slipping down. So they need to just slow down. So if you don't chew your food properly, you won't be extracting the nutrients from them properly. So then you'll lead to other health issues. And I get so many people saying just by doing that, it's helped with things like acid reflux.
Fascinating.
How does drinking alcohol affect your hormones?
Oh, no, not going to like this, are they?
Well,
yes, so it can massively impact our hormones, all our hormones. So it can affect thyroid and estrogen hugely. So let's look at estrogen, for example. Alcohol has to go through the liver. And so does estrogen. Everyone thinks that our liver only is there to detox alcohol.
It's funny.
It's not just about alcohol. So we have to detox everything we eat, breathe, touch, smell, including our own hormones. So how is estrogen going to get out of the liver if we're just piling in the alcohol? Jeez. Not really.
Wow. Fascinating.
So your PMS is bound. People will say their PMS is worse if they have a night out or, yeah.
Pippa, IBS. What are some foods which can flare up symptoms and what helps IBS?
So you get different symptoms with IBS. So one, is it because you're chewing your food? Is it because you have a bacteria or parasite that is causing these problems? Skilled. Unwanted guest.
Skilled.
I see a lot of poo tests and there's a lot of unwanted guests
out
there.
Are you joking? You're going to see it in mine. I'm so
I'm not skilled. Actually going to see your actual poos, so don't worry.
And my little friends dancing about in there.
It's like, oh, look at those. No, I'll see the results. So don't worry, I don't actually have to see it.
I think the ultimate piece of advice would be if you can try and have tests and then you just know what you're doing with your body.
Yeah, I think and that's also a great eat way. Organic, no plastic.
This is the thing. For most people, if they are just can concentrate on eating these more vegetables, just think about eating a wider array of vegetables and these plant fibers. You're going to be doing so much good. And then maybe a little bit of fermented food, whether that's kimchi, a bit of apple cider vinegar, and sauerkraut. Then you are setting a good stage so that then the unwanted guests, they won't take hold.
Yeah, it doesn't have a nice house.
So if you've got a nice foundations of the house, we could say. So I think that's the best thing.
Pippa, do you want to tell everyone a little bit about your book?
And your supplements, everything on your website, everything we can get and do.
So my book, which is already out, Eat Right, Lose Weight, and that is a healthy way of losing weight. But read it even if you don't want to lose weight, because I do talk about estrogen dominance in there as well. Talk about thyroid and insulin. So do have a read anyway. So there's 7 different metabolic types. You do a quiz at the beginning to find out what type you are. And then my supplement range, which is really aimed at women, and there'll be something for everyone. So whether that's, there's a lot of digestion support there and blood sugar as well. So have a look at my supplement range as well, which is very much targeted at women, female health.
Amazing. Pippa, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow, just so great.
We have loved every minute.
Thank you.
She's so wonderful.
I honestly could speak to people all
same. I have so many questions. The thing is, it's not overwhelming because I could take it all in. I really remember it. Because
I remember everything.
Yeah, I find it so interesting. And same. It's very simple, actually.
It is.
But there's too much she knows and too many questions I need to ask.
I think the thing is, you just need to know what's going on in your body because there's obviously so many things that can happen to so many people, which is why I think she's so great because it's not like a one size fits all, which is what I feel like we get from doctors with the pill. You've got bad skin, you've got heavy periods, you've got mood swings, here's the pill. It's not like a one-size-fits-all situation. So there's lots of different things you could have wrong and lots of different things you can do to help it and fix it and find the root cause.
We love you.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.